It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we're here once again. Welcome, folks. Oh, good to have you with us. That's right. Bucket Strategy Investing Program here on your radio sets, your television devices. It's the Tuesday-type program. I'm Johnny Dean, here once again with Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group, doing, guess what, taking your money questions. We're all set to take your questions, and we're going to do whatever we can to help you possibly, potentially, meet your retirement goals. We're going to talk today for just a little bit. We got a lot of things to talk about, as you might expect, but we got the different strategies that you might use for the accumulation phase of your life. And for the, we'll call it the distribution phase of your life as well, all right? You've got the section of your life where you save. That's usually the first 30, 40 years, sometimes less, sometimes more. And then you have the other part where you spend what you've saved. Distribute is a better word. So how do you accumulate money and how do you decumulate or distribute money? I told Plum I wasn't going to use that word, the decumulate word.
Well, decumulate.
It sounds like you're just running out of money to me.
And in some respects, people are doing that very, very
well. Well, that's right. And the reason for that is the strategies that you use for one won't be the strategies you use for the other. And the idea is that it shouldn't be. So we're going to get into that coming up in just a little bit. So what's the phone number, you ask? 877-PLANNER. That's my answer. 877-752-6637. We do have some room on the phones right now. You can get in touch with us as we speak here in the studio. Every phone line, I think every... Well, no, I have a couple of folks on hold. We'll get to them in a bit. You can also send us an email by heading over to wealthed.com, our website. You follow the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page and type it in. Send it to us here in the studio. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner here from Lucia Capital Group. These are the same folks who bring you this hour of the program, and we thank them for that. The answers we give on this show are unique to each caller and each emailer, all right? It follows that everyone's plan is different. What's good advice for one person may be completely the wrong advice for someone else, all right? And that's why we believe in the individual aspect of financial planning. And it's why you're never going to get generic advice on this show, as you're about to hear and see. Call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. You get the strategy that can fit your needs. Get your buckets plan set up, in other words. Again, off air, the number is 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. On the air, we got a couple of calls. We're going to get to those right away. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER 877-752-6637. Very quickly, before we get to the calls, I said decumulation. That's not the right word.
Well, decumulation, what does that really mean?
It's a made-up word.
You're deconstructing your portfolio.
Yes.
Yeah, you've taken forever to accumulate. And so a lot of people just call it, if you've been accumulating, then the opposite of accumulating is decumulating, right?
Well, for grammatical purposes, maybe. Yeah. I don't know that that's true.
I don't particularly care for that. A lot of people will talk about, I want to restructure my portfolio so I can take an income from my portfolio. Well, if you're doing it right, in my opinion, it's not just the income that you should be looking at. How are you going to distribute assets from your portfolio? That's why we call it a distribution strategy. Because what are you actually taking out of the portfolio? You're taking cash in most cases out of the portfolio. Where is that cash coming from? Is it coming purely from interest, which would be considered income, or capital gains? But the capital gains are very variable. So are you counting on a very variable income, or are you leaving some of the quote unquote income, the capital gain side of it, in the portfolio? Because you're not distributing 100% of the income. You're distributing a portion of the income. But maybe you're also distributing some principal from time to time. And so that's why I like the term distribution. And when I'm in retirement, I think I'm looking forward to that day. Most people that I've talked to that are in retirement want a very stable cash flow. Cash flow is king when you're in retirement, from what I understand. And so the cash flow can come from multiple different sources: principal, interest, dividends, capital gains, however it's coming out.
Right.
So we want to find a way to create that stable cash flow, because most people don't want variable incomes that they can't count on. Variable incomes that could go down and mean that they have to spend less or cut back on their spending. That's not, most people's top idea
Of a healthy retirement?
When they get into retirement. They want to go off and do the things they want to do and know that the money is there whenever they need it to be there.
Yeah, they don't want to get to the end of the year and say, okay, well, let's see what the stock market did this year, because if it was down 10% or whatever, or 5%, then I'm going to have to take a cut in my income, unfortunately, and we're not going to be able to pay all our bills. Nobody wants to do that. So that's why we talk strategy on this program. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I did say I want to take a couple of calls, which we're going to do first here. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We had somebody, Raj in Fremont. I think Raj may have called yesterday. We're going to get a little follow-up today. Hi, Raj.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, exactly. I called up yesterday. And I was crunching some numbers, and I had a question, and I lost in calculation, and I couldn't figure out. So that's why I just wanted to see if you can help me a little bit on that. Really appreciate it.
So what's going on?
So this is a jumbo mortgage. Mortgage loan would be about $930,000. And a 15-year mortgage rate from the credit union is 2.75%.
Wow.
And currently for the 30-year jumbo from a big bank that I currently have is 3.625, which I have paid for about a year already. So with the difference in the cash, of course, it is $2,000 extra if I go with the 15-year fixed. Mm-hmm. But interest payment is reducing by $700. I wanted to know, like, how much if I go with 30-year for the $2,000 extra cash, how much I have to earn to kind of have a break-even point that I kind of lost on that.
Okay, so now you have the 30-year, you already have that loan, right?
Yes, I have 3.625. I have it for about a year.
Right, and so you're looking at where, if you just, now how much are you going to pay? You're going to pay the new payment, which is $6,300 on the 30-year mortgage as well, to see where you are 15 years from now?
No. For the 30, I want to stick to the $4,350 that I'm currently.
Okay, so you want to know what the balance is 15 years from now?
Yes, how much I have to earn from that, like $2,000, if I don't pay towards the mortgage, what is the cash flow I have to generate? So that it compensates for the additional interest I'm paying going with the 30-year fixed, and also cutting through short to 15 years rather than 30 years.
Now, is $930,000 the current balance or the original balance from a year ago?
This is the current balance.
Okay. So if you just pay the loan the way it sits right now, and you just pay the minimum payment, the regular payment, the $4,250 you mentioned, your remaining balance 15 years from now will be about $588,000 left out of that $930,000. So the question is, what do you have to earn on to get $588,000 over a 15-year period of time, assuming a $2,000 payment? Is that, sure I've got this all right?
Doing some calcs here. Hang on.
Somehow I got an error and it didn't like me. Let me check my math here. Yeah, something's going wrong.
Well, all right.
Oh, that's wrong. That's not a good number.
See, the trick here, Raj, is always trying to fill a little bit of time when the calculator doesn't quite do what it is you're supposed to do.
And the calculator's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, so it's really...
Now, currently, you have a 30-year mortgage. Is that, that's what you said, right? At 3 5/8.
Yes. 3.625.
Right. And so the question is, do you do the 15 or do you pay the extra $2,000 toward the mortgage or invest it? Professor Plum, what do we have?
Given that interest rate difference, which is about a point, you have to earn about a 6%, just over a 6% rate of return on average year in, year out over the next 15 years. And if you're investing $2,000 a month, you'll have an amount very close to, right about, I used a round number, $588,000 remaining. So you'd have the ability to either have $588,000 to do whatever you want with or pay off the mortgage. In either case, you're about debt-free. So it's about a 6% bogey, a 6% threshold. If you feel that you can earn 6%, given the numbers you've just given me, over the next 15 years on a $2,000 a month dollar cost averaging basis, then investing can be a very, good idea. If you don't think 6% is realistic with dollar cost averaging, then paying the mortgage, assuming you don't have any problems over the next 15 years, paying the mortgage is financially the better way to go. I still think that you can probably do that 6 going through the dollar cost averaging of the down market, up, down market, down market.
Over the
15 years. There will be down markets. It will go down, and there will be up markets. It will go up. Buying $2,000 a month in every month gives you the advantage to buy a lot of shares when it's down, not as many when it's up. It's not a guarantee, though. I mean, obviously, the cost is guaranteed. The potential return is not guaranteed.
Hey, Raj, I got to take a break here. If you want to talk off the air, because I got a couple more calls to take, please, you can hang on. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. You like the, you think you can hit that 6% mark over here?
I do, and that's an existing loan. I'm wondering if you can get anything less on it on the current market.
Good question. I don't know. All right, Raj, if you have some more questions, hold on. John in Las Vegas, don't go away. We'll get to your question next as well. 877-PLANNER, a couple of lines open. Don't go away.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, Bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Talking to you about your dough, as in money, right here. Planning, as in planner, is our number, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about strategy as well. We're going to get back into more of some of this idea of accumulation versus distribution phases. There are whole strategies built around those, so we will get into that. And, of course, anything else that you want to talk about, whether it's mortgages. We were just talking about mortgages, Social Security, insurance, annuities, planning. We have it all covered for you right here. Brain Trust, standing by as we have for, lo, these many years. 877-PLANNER, back to the phone lines. John, thanks for hanging on in Las Vegas. John, how can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen to the show a lot. I recently found out, somebody brought it to my attention, that veterans earn a $300 per quarter credit for all of the time that they're on active duty. And I was just wondering when and how is that applied to your Social Security earnings?
Well, it's applied to some Social Security earnings from way back in the day.
The 50s, I believe it
yeah.
was.
Yes, it's not the newest earnings. It's back in the day, you know, back in the 50s, before Social Security was charged on everything, they started charging Social Security taxes on the military earnings, but not all of it. And so they've gone back and they've tried to rectify that for some of the older ones. But anybody who's been in the military in the last 20, 30 years has been, from what I understand, has been correctly credited with their the appropriate amount of income towards their Social Security benefit.
That's done automatically when you applied. Like when I filed for my Social Security a number of years ago, they already took an account. I had 4 years of active duty in the 60s.
Yeah, I believe anything in the 60s was automatic. Anything prior to the, like, 57, 58, you had to actually go back and redo it. But I can look into that again. It's been a little while since I looked into this. But, yeah, they were basically adding income to the calculation, adding income, $300 to the income, $300 a quarter, to the income to show up on your average index monthly earnings. So it helped create a larger benefit, not $300 worth of benefit, but it showed a larger income to be used towards calculating your benefit. Now, it did affect some people.
Right, over the course of the years. Okay, guys, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, John. Thank you.
It did affect some people. It didn't affect others because a lot of people, the income that they earned while they were in the military, especially if they'd just gone in right after high school, was not one of the highest, you know, the annual income, even with the extra credits that were applied, were not part of the highest 35 years that they
earned. It was lopped off by higher earning years.
Yeah. And so even adding the extra money to it didn't help them that much. But some people, especially the ones that were, you know, older in the military at that time in the 50s and had, you know, didn't have a lot of earnings after the military, maybe they made a career of it, it could have affected and created a little bit better benefit. But most of those those are some of the older individuals in our society right now, not the people that have retired in the last several years.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard anything about this until, like, probably 3 years ago or so, 2-3 years ago, when I think somebody called and said, hey, I'd heard about this. I was in the Navy or whatever back in the late 1950s, and somebody had said that we get some kind of a credit for what is the gist of all this anyway, Professor Plum?
Well, they didn't credit the income properly
way back then.
So it is for incomes for people that before 1957, I believe, or so. I'm just reading it as
yes
we're talking.
That's okay. Read away if you want.
But it does. But what it was doing, it was understating their lifetime earnings. And because it was understating their lifetime earnings, in many cases, it was understating the monies that went into the formula. If those those years that they were understating happened to be one of their best 35 years after the inflation indexing, they were getting less of a Social Security benefit than they should have received based on their actual history of earnings. And
yeah.
So they went back and they redid it.
So they redid their earnings and they said, here's how much you actually made. We're going to figure this into your calculation as to how much you should be paid. And if it happens to be one of the top 35 years, and I guess for some people it was, then they would have adjusted the benefit upward correspondingly.
And it was actually for earnings all the way up until 2001. But for anybody that's retired after 2001, they've already adjusted all those.
Yes.
It's the really early ones that they have to go back and adjust.
Exactly. And for those who did get a benefit adjustment, I don't know how big it actually wound up being. It may not have been all that big. But, hey, any little bit helps. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, emails at wealthed.com. We will get into the accumulation thing. I'm going to do that after the bottom of the hour sometime. I want to get to one email here because this you brought up yesterday, Professor Plum. Robert in Houston, Texas. Professor Plum said, one of the worst things to inherit are guaranteed fixed annuities.
Actually, I just said annuities in general.
Well, okay. I'll give you a chance to respond to that. But yes, my mother, 76 years old and single, has about $700,000 worth of those. How are they bad? And bad? They are taxed at death? Question
yep.
mark. I can keep them in the annuity to avoid taxes, comma, right?
Nope.
Is a 2-year nursing home policy with Genworth too little, or should we get a 5-year policy?
Well, that's a different question. And you may want to look at one of the newer products that are on the street, since your mom has large amounts of fixed deferred annuities. Whether they're fixed or variable, all I care about is the taxable event for the person inheriting it. And a lot of times, the older single individual, even though the only incomes they have may be the Social Security and maybe a little bit else, they may not have much of the pension. They may be in a lot lower income tax bracket than the person inheriting the annuity. And generally, annuities are very difficult to stretch out, although we have some new rules that may be coming down the line. Most of the time, whatever that deferred amount is in the annuity gets taxable in 1 year to the beneficiary. That gets ugly really quick, whereas mom may be able to take it out a little bit at a time and spend a little bit or no income tax on it and move it on. Now, the problem with that, especially with some of these older fixed annuities, are these older fixed annuities have great guaranteed minimum rates of return, like 3% and sometimes 4%. And so mom would have to give up that 3% and 4% basically liquid cash account right now to get away from the tax deferral. And if mom doesn't need the money, then it's not a good idea. So we have to weigh those two different things. It's, you know, the 3% and 4% is pretty good and may let mom sleep very well at night knowing that she's getting a much better interest rate on totally liquid money now because it's so old that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, it would be one of those cases where it's not a good product to get rid of in spite of the fact that there may be taxes due, which, by the way, there are.
There will be taxes due.
When you inherit an annuity
that has deferred growth in it or deferred interest in it,
it becomes all immediately.
In most cases, the insurance company just writes a check to the beneficiary and says, this is how much of that check is taxable. And there's not a lot you can do about it. Now, as I mentioned, there are some things that we believe are coming down, and some companies are responding to something that was done in the IRS recently through a private letter ruling, which does not equate to law. It equates to one specific person. But insurance companies are looking at the thing, well, if they did it for that person, they should do it for everybody. And so they are allowing some companies are allowing for a stretch type of idea. Maybe,
On an annuity.
But that is not the law of the land yet. Not all companies are doing it. And so depending upon who you have, you may or may not have that option yet. Now, as far as the 2 versus a 5-year nursing home, typically we look to 3 or 4 years, but 2 years is a lot better than nothing. And 5 years may be a little overkill, but if you've got these annuities, you may want to consider a 1035 into an annuity, one of the new long-term care annuities that offers a long-term care benefit.
Linked.
Of course, you're going to give up that 3 or 4% guaranteed rate of return that you may or may not have.
Right, and you may or may not need the linked benefit. Okay, more to come, more emails. We'll talk strategy with you. Phone calls, welcome. Get on board. Lines open. 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008, and for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you every day, talking to you about money, et cetera, et cetera. And there's more to come this hour, and there's another hour just ahead for most of you, many of you who watch and listen to this program on a regular basis. And after that, there's more to come beyond just this program. If you stick around, or if you go to wealthed.com, you're going to get the Social Security Show. And it happens every week, every Tuesday, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's only at wealthed.com. You're going to learn all about Social Security, as much as we can cram into the 27, 28 minutes that we have. You can join me. I'm the host, along with Professor Rick Plum, helping to answer all the questions via email form, in email form and in phone call form. You can call the show hotline. In fact, it's open right now. It's open all the time. It's just a recorded message. You leave your questions at 800-838-0483. And if you didn't get it, it's at wealthed.com. Leave your question there, as much detail as you can, and we'll answer it right there on the program. I think it works very, very well. You could probably even call in live. Try it if you're watching the program. Just call 877-PLANNER Tuesday afternoons between at 1 and 1:30 Pacific and 4 and 4:30 Eastern time. Anyway, it's the Social Security Show. Hope you're going to join us. You should. It's vital. Social Security, big part of most people's retirement plans. Now, speaking of retirement and speaking of strategies and all that, Professor Plum, we were talking for just a little bit before we took a couple of calls there about the difference between accumulation and the distribution phase of your retirement. First of all, why do we prefer, you kind of said why we like distribution, but explain what you mean by that.
Well, when you get to retirement, you need, most people need to take some type of a cash flow from their portfolio to supplement their Social Security and maybe their pensions if they have that, real estate, rental incomes and things like that. So they got to take a distribution. They have to take some amount of cash flow. Now, it doesn't have to come from earnings only. And if it does come from earnings, what earnings are you taking? So I don't like saying I'm going to take just the earnings, because am I taking the capital gains? Am I taking the capital gain distributions on my mutual funds that typically get reinvested and are very variable from year to year? Am I taking just the interest, just the dividends? So from a definitional standpoint, I like the idea of I'm taking a distribution, because I can control the distribution. I can set a specific amount of distribution and say, I need $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, whatever the number is, and I need that to come from my portfolio. And if 1 month it earns more than that, or 1 month it doesn't earn as much, I at least know that I have the same cash flow that I'm going to be able to budget, do my retirement, and do things that I need to do without worrying about, oh my gosh, did the market just crash like it did the, you know, before? Are they going to raise interest rates? Should I get out now? That's all part of the strategy that incorporates the cash flow into the overall allocation and how you go about distributing money from the portfolio. You should not worry about distributing anything that has volatility to it. Volatility goes two ways. Sometimes volatility helps us tremendously, like in 2013 and 14 when the market went up very nicely. Then again, volatility can really hurt. And unfortunately, in years like 2000, 2001, 2002, or 2007 and 2008, the volatility of a down market can hurt a lot more than the positive volatility in an up market can help.
Yeah, and you're talking, if you do this the wrong way, this is this is the key here, because you have, I've seen advice where they tell you to take the same accumulation strategy. You know, you've been taking advantage of the market, you're putting money in on a systematic basis, and you're making sure you're not getting out of balance and you're rebalancing, et cetera. You're doing this for your entire accumulation phase. And then to turn it around, take it out, just do the same thing. But instead of putting the money in, you're going to be taking the money out. And that's where the problem
Well, and for years, that's what everybody's relied on.
Right.
We've been told that asset allocation is the only thing that matters. Diversification drives 92% of your overall return. And in many respects, on an accumulation strategy, those are true statistics. But when you change it around, and instead of either buy and hold strategy or an addition, you know, to the portfolio strategy, when you start taking assets out of a portfolio, the statistics go right out the window because things change. The dynamic of how things work changes. And unfortunately, we have to change the strategy. But we really don't have to change it as much as people think, because the reality is many people who look at purely the allocation as the accumulation side of the house, and as you get closer to the date when you're going to start distributing money from your portfolio, you change your allocation to a more conservative allocation. You go away from the more volatile to the less volatile, but you still maintain one portfolio as a balanced portfolio, and you just add money continuously to that. That's wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
And people get it wrong both on the accumulation side and on the distribution side. When we're accumulating assets, we want to take advantage of the one thing the market gives us, and that is volatility. And so that's where the dollar cost averaging comes into play. But when we get closer to retirement, if we've taken our portfolio from a 90% or more stock mix to a 60-40, 70-30 bond stock mix, or cash or something, fixed annuity, something that has very little, if any, volatility to the return, then all we're doing is putting money into a bank account, at least for some of it, and that doesn't help us at all. So when we're accumulating assets, yes, as we get closer to the date that we're going to start our distribution, we want to pull back the aggressiveness on the existing assets, on the existing capital, but we still want a dollar cost average into the volatility. So you've got two different things going on. You have an existing assets where you've safened up and reduced the volatility in it, but you don't dollar cost average into that. You stay on the more volatile side of the house to do your dollar cost averaging. And as you get to retirement, as you get to whatever the distributable event is, and you start your distribution strategy, it's basically the exact opposite. You have your nice balanced portfolio, some in safety, some in moderate, some in growth. But instead of putting the money into the volatility, when you're taking money out, you want to avoid taking money out of volatility.
Mm-hmm.
You take it out of the other side. You take it out of the safer side, the low volatility.
So
the cash side. Yes, cash. You spend principal.
So on the infusion side, when you're putting it in, it's going into the volatile areas,
mm-hmm.
leaving the safer part of it alone.
Because when you have money, you don't want to lose what you already have.
Yes.
But if, like a 25-year-old, if they're, going all growth, okay, they're putting $500 a month in for a year. They've got $6,000 in, and then the market crashes. So it goes down 50%. They lost $3,000. Is that going to make a difference? No, they're putting in $500 a month. Now, a 65-year-old, maybe they have $500,000 if the market crashes. That's a big one, and it doesn't have the time to recover. So that's why we dollar cost average into volatility, safen up existing assets. I don't know if safen up is an appropriate term, but we change the risk dynamic on existing assets, because losing existing money stinks.
Well, it does. It stinks no matter what age you are. But if you're 25,
it hurts worse when you actually have money.
Right. It hurts worse when you have money, and it hurts worse when you need the money.
And you don't have the time to let it recover. That's a key issue. Recovery is a big thing. When you have volatility, volatility is part of life. It's part of the stock market. It's not going away. And I hear people talk about, the return to volatility. The market's more volatile now than it's ever. It's always been volatile.
Yes.
And so we have to understand that if we're going to deal with an asset that has that inherent characteristic of volatility, we can't use it for something I need to spend in the not too distant future.
Now, is there anything wrong with somebody who's getting close to retirement? They've got their safe money set aside. By the way, 877-PLANNER. If you want to get on board, ask your money question, 877-PLANNER. Is there anything wrong with somebody who's getting close to retirement and they're just dollar cost averaging into both their safe, they're mildly safe, and then they're volatile?
Is there anything wrong with it? It's not the most efficient use of money.
Because they're not being able to get the bang for their buck that the volatility will provide.
I can put $24,000 into my 401k now that I'm 50 plus years old. And so I'm putting $2,000 a month in. And if my portfolio is 50% cash and 50% stocks, that means $1,000 a month is going into cash. What is it earning me? 0.5%, maybe 1%, a stable value fund, 1.5%, 2%. Does it give me any advantage that I can deal with? No. It's just accumulating at a very low interest rate. Now, it won't lose anything, but the new money that's going in isn't gaining anything other than that very low interest rate.
So you would rather see them put the entire amount into what?
Into the volatile stock portfolio.
But then you're going to hear, but it could go down.
Yes, it could go down.
It could go down 20% in a year.
But that's why you don't have the entire portfolio of existing assets in it. And that's why you manage the portfolio when you have a good year and you do better than expected, like we saw in 13 and 14. You pare off some of that and put it into the safer area. And when you have a horrible year like 2008, maybe you take some of that safe money and you move it towards the more volatile area that's already down 25%, 35%, 40%.
Yeah.
And you keep buying when it's on sale.
And which,
now, that does suppose and presuppose that you have a time horizon for recovery.
Right.
That's a key issue. Anytime you're dealing with the stock, people say, well, I'm only 2 years out from retirement. I don't want to put anything new into the stock market. Are you going to spend 100% of your money the day you retire in 2 years? No, you got to make some of this last until you're 85, 90. That money has recovery time.
Yep, and that's why a bucket strategy is what we talk about, because you're not going to live on the money that's in the stock market. You're going to live on that safe money. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Well, yeah, of course. PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking more of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Napa. Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Market strategy investing, talking to you about your money and strategy. Big part of this hour has been strategy. This is what we're all about. Buckets is the main focus of this, and working around a bucket strategy. Talking about how these kinds of things are set up. In fact, we're going to tell you just a little bit about how you'd set up your portfolio. Now, don't forget, there's another hour coming up of this program in most cities across the country, so stay tuned for that. We have a whole lot more to say. We'll get to some of your emails. If you want to email the program, you can go here to wealthed.com, our website at the Find Your Answer link. Send us an email. Calls. We've got lines open right now. Any topic that you have on your mind, whatever's important to you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A, NNER, right here on the program. Brain Trust standing by to answer your questions. So, talk for a second, Professor Rick Plum, about how you might set up your portfolio, given what we're saying about distribution strategies.
Well, the first thing is to identify how much money you need to take out and when. Do you need to take it out this year, next year, 5 years from now? How much are you going to potentially need from your portfolio? And you back into it and you set up time horizons. Money that you need to distribute from the portfolio over the next 5, 6, 7 years should be very safe, very little volatility. Now, by the very nature of that safety, you're not going to earn very much on it. But where do you earn anything? Where do you have the potential for getting a reasonably high rate of return? Anything that has the potential for getting a reasonably decent rate of return, better than inflation rate of return, has risk. And unfortunately, and this is the fact that we need to drive home, if you are distributing assets from a volatile portfolio, you are going to run into trouble unless you are just the luckiest person going. And nobody can tell you what is going to happen over the next 1 year, 3 year, 5 years. And so unless you've just got so much money that you don't care, you need to control that volatility. At least you're spending in those volatile areas. And the spending at least needs to have the ability to come from a safer area. Now, if the market goes straight up, you can always rely on the market in those positive years. But what about those not so positive years? And more importantly, what about those negative years?
Yeah, negative years. Yeah, you know, exactly.
And there will be more. I mean, this is not over as far as the downside volatility potential by a long shot. So what you need to do is identify how much money. Let's say I need $20,000 a year to supplement my Social Security and pensions. Well, I need to have probably $130,000, $140,000 in a very safe environment. That's 7 years worth of distributions. Those distributions from that portion of the portfolio will be coming primarily from principal. But by doing that, that means I can put the rest of the portfolio into areas that earn more, because they're either going to be illiquid, they're going to have some volatility allowed with it, or something that can potentially get me a better rate of return than something very safe. But if I have all the income distributions set where I don't necessarily need to take any money, I can afford some of that volatility. Now, the real volatility of the stock market, I want more than 6-7 years. I want 10 or 15 years of time horizon, recovery time, for that long-term stock market bucket, the diversified, well-allocated, portfolio out there. So I want to have a short-term bucket, 5 to 7 years, a mid-term bucket. Now, the mid-term bucket can be a lot of different things, depending upon your risk tolerance. But the job of that mid-term bucket is to replace the short-term bucket when I go through the 7 years
or 5 years.
Once I spent down. But if you look at the portfolio as a whole, depending upon how you've structured your payout. Now, when you do this and you say, okay, I need, $20,000 a year for the next 7 years. I need, $20,000 a year for the next 7 years. And so I want some inflation factor. If you do the math and you come up with the fact that you have no long-term growth bucket, well, then your spending is probably a little too high, or you need to realize that you're going to potentially run out of money. And some people will say, well, then I can't afford the safe bucket. Well, if you take all that money that you had in the safe bucket and put it in the aggressive bucket for growth, what happens if it doesn't? We know that your money in this first example is going to run out in 14 years. Do you want to run out sooner? Because if you have a bad return in the first couple of years, that market, you're going to deplete the portfolio even quicker.
Yeah, and you can't recover from that. We talked about that with regard to sequence of returns, especially.
Now, I have seen plans and systems where there was no long-term growth bucket, but the person was 85 years old, they had a high spending need. Or the person was 65 and they knew that they were going to get an inheritance of some amount of money within the next 10 years. And so that was their long-term growth bucket. I've also seen people that just said, you know what, we have this huge house, we're either going to move down or reverse mortgage it when we're 80 years old. But they knew going into it what their strategy was. They knew going into it what their plan looked like, and they understood the consequences of spending the income that they were spending. So the strategy needs to revolve around what you are doing, what you need to do, and how much you have in your portfolio.
Yeah, you said something here too, by the way. You said that money is going to run out in 14 years. You're talking about buckets 1 and 2.
Right, if you don't have a long-term growth bucket because you're spending too high of a distribution rate.
Yeah, and a lot of people find that, I don't know, that notion, well, wait a minute, I'm going to run out of money. Spending principal and interest on something. I thought that goes against the whole idea of what we're supposed to do.
Right, but I mean, if you've got somebody, we had a call months ago now, the gentleman called and said he's got $300,000 in his portfolio and he needs $30,000 a year. What can he do to invest in that? And there is no investment that has any reasonable chance of survival over a 10, 12, 13-year period of time that's earning 10%. Because if he's stripping out the 10 every year, so the 30,000 turns into 270 plus a little growth, 240 plus a little growth. He's depleting the portfolio unless he has better than 10% years. And the only way to get better than 10% years is to be all stock market. But as we've learned in the last year, and as we learned in 2008,
doesn't
as we learned in
happen.
2000, 2001, 2002, it doesn't. Not only does it not always do 10%, there's years where it goes down 20 and 30%. And guess what? If that happens right in the first couple of years, he starts with 300,000, he takes his 30 out, and his 270 drops to 160, 180, and you still need 30,000, you're out of money in 7 years instead of 10.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen too. And that's the thing too. You say you start with 300, you're going to take 30,000 out. You don't have to earn 10% is not going to get you back to the 300,000, so that you're always staying
Well,
even.
If you're doing it as you go, I mean.
Well, but you know what I'm
here.
Saying.
Let's not go to advanced math, but yes. So you have to understand that you can't do, you've got to have reasonable expectations and assumptions on what's happening in your portfolio. And when you're pulling money out, when you're distributing assets, whether it be cash or stocks from a portfolio that goes down in value, that has a very detrimental effect on your viability. It's going do run out of money.
That it does, and we're running out of time for this hour, but guess what? We're refilling our bucket. We're going to come back with another hour. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Plum in particular, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, you can reach them at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. We have another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.